Yes, thank you.
So, I mean, as far as I know, the CFO is not at the office right now, and we clearly will have to have some form of communication, but I don't know what that is because I don't even know who it is right now.
Okay, my question is, you're anticipating that you will send out contracts and you will know when various people are billed, and you will be able to see when they make payments, and you will be able to work things out that if an affiliate is behind in a payment, that you will have the most up to date information so you can contact them and say, is there something wrong? Do we need to renegotiate a contract or things like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's what we're going to have to figure out, how to do that. But that's the goal, yes.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else have any other questions for the affiliate coordinator? Hearing none. Heather, do you mind if I continue to chair the meeting?
No, please continue.
Okay. So we removed item number 5, which is welcoming new directors. The next is response from the request of the IED, request to...
Well, actually, I was actually in the middle of my report.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What I was saying was that the second part of what we're doing at the national office is forward-looking. I have just finished, in a sense, putting together a presentation for a proposal for our group underwriting plan, and I am looking forward to presenting that to the task force. I think that it's probably best for me to present it first to the executive director and get her feedback from it, but essentially it's a program we're hoping to do a test, a kind of a case study for, like, use the first... We have basically half of a fiscal year left because our contracts start in October. So we can essentially find between now and September 31st, which is the end of the fiscal year, we can probably find 6 months of actual implementation of a pilot project, which in a sense would mean that we would probably use the month of January and the beginning of February to set things up, and we would use the month of September to do an evaluation of what happened, and in between, in the 6 months, we would try this out. And I'm extremely excited about it. I think there's tremendous potential here, and it doesn't come a moment too soon. Because the affiliates program, without a new service, I mean, the last half year has been a very difficult time for the affiliates program. We lost our two new services, and
salute.
It's to be able to address another pressing need in community radio, which is financial sustainability, would be a very exciting thing to offer our network. And this is a group underwriting project where we essentially would organize for underwriting clients to underwrite a multiple stations at the same time. We're not addressing the Pacifica sister stations here. We're talking about the affiliates program. And in so doing, everybody in the project would get financial gain from it, including Pacifica National and the affiliates program. So we're real excited to try this out. It's been a program that has a model. In Minnesota, they did this. They kind of created this formula and have done very, very well in Minnesota. They have a network of 15 community radio stations that do this and have been doing it for about 5 years. And Janice Laney Wirt was involved with the creation of this. And they've done really, really well. And so they've been able to be very helpful with us in terms of explaining the best practices, the pitfalls, and giving us some sense of how this thing works. So that's what I'm very excited about. unrolling this, and then there's some other, you know, as soon as you start engaging in this kind of activity, other people start gravitating towards it. So we've got somebody in LA who wants to organize a project selling artwork as premiums for Pacifica, and we've got somebody in Berkeley who wants to do another premium project with Pacifica Network with the affiliates program. So, you know, it's the kind of the baby steps that we're taking to start building up a muscle for using the income to bring in, using the network to bring income in for community radio, not for Pacifica and community radio. And I, at this point, we would really be the only national organization that is expressly looking for ways to fund stations that are grassroots stations without any strings attached in terms of them, you know, complying to some sort of standard that the, for instance, the CPB sets. This would be purely money for grassroots radio. So I'm very excited about moving forward with it and look forward to be able to present this to you soon. And it also, it really is concurrent with this, it's important that we begin to talk about developing the program into a unit so that it has the kind of managerial systems in place that can sustain this level of activity. Because it will definitely increase activity and liability, because we'll be dealing with more money and, you know, a more financial relationship with our clients. And so we have to have pretty strong accountability there. And I'll leave it at there. I'll leave it at that. I think we some of these topics we're going to discuss more during the meeting, so we can go into it more in depth then.
Yeah. Well, we only have about 15 minutes left before Sean has to leave. So, and do you have anything else to add for your report?
No, I'll stop there. I do want to say one thing. I just I thank you to WERU, who made a beautiful donation to the affiliates program. And just really appreciate that every year they do that. So it's above and beyond their fee. So just real appreciation for Matt Murphy and in WERU and his generosity towards the affiliates program.
Where are they?
They're in Bangor, Maine.
Excellent. Thank you.
And also just, I don't know if I reported this last meeting, our newest affiliates is in Paris. I think I announced that at the last meeting, but it's kind of a cool fact.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have a state.
And you're talking about Paris, France, right? Not Paris,
Paris France.
Paris, Texas.
Paris, France.
All right. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. The next item on the agenda was response from our request to the IED, which was a request to work with the affiliate coordinator for management and oversight of the affiliate program. Heather, have you heard anything specifically from Summer in regard to that formal request that we sent to her by email?
No, I haven't. I have not been able to address that this week, and then Summer hasn't been feeling well, because I know we were going to try to do something in advance of this meeting today, but I do not have a report on that. I apologize.
Well, you don't have to do a formal report on that. It sounds like the ED is spending a lot more time actually working with the affiliate coordinator. Is she referring to you as affiliate coordinator, Ursula?
I don't think anybody knows what to call me. I tend to call myself network manager these days, but the truth is I don't really have a job description that's updated, and I don't think we don't know. I don't think she really knows what to call me.
Okay. All right. Well, I will send another email if it's okay, Heather. Shall I send that email back to the ED again and ask her to put it in writing? Does the task force have any thoughts on that?
Clarity is a good thing, so yes.
What is it you're requesting, Teresa?
We've had a resolution which came out of our continuation. Actually, I was wrong, everybody. We had a continuation meeting, but that was a continuation of an executive session. And in the executive session, we came up with a resolution I think it was a I think it came out of the executive session that we were asking the IED at the time to respond to a request to work with the affiliate coordinator for management and oversight of the affiliate program. If you don't mind, I will send that again to her and say we need a written response to this request.
I need this is Heather. Can I say something? I think that not everything, but a lot of what we're concerned about has already been addressed. I just need to mention that. So I'm in appreciation to both Summer and Ursula for doing this. I'm really quite pleased with the way we're moving. So
can I say something here?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
I mean, one of the concerns I have is when I spoke with Summer about this, she said to me she felt that the executive director should really work out the current details, that's kind of her, and that what she would like us to do is to begin working on the ideas for building a unit. And that made sense to me. I do have to say I would feel more comfortable if this had been established, you know, in more than just a conversation between me and Summer. I would feel more comfortable if there was a correspondence on paper between the task force and Summer establishing that, in fact, you know, we are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It would be, I think it's proper and it would be helpful to me as a staff person to have that kind of support.
I have a question of Ursula, Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I did send an email to her about our resolution and never got a response.
Thank you.
So we are, the task force is on record that we requested, that we voted on the resolution and forwarded it to her, and, you know, just so you know.
Yeah, I would be more comfortable if there was some record of all this in terms of, you know, where Summer's at with it, so that it's clear.
This is Dina.
I still had a question I'd not been able to ask.
All right, so
question.
Heather, did I hear Serene?
Sorry, Heather.
Yes.
And then Dina.
No problem.
And Dina.
No problem.
Heather, Serene.
So my question will be quick. So what you're saying, Ursula, is that you would like the task force to be involved in this discussion with Summer with you. And, of course, with Summer in the loop, but to talk about the creation of a unit. Is that correct? Is that what you're referring to?
There's really two components of this. One is taking care of what's happening right now. The other is where are we going with this? And it's becoming especially crucial because we are proposing, you know, a higher level of activity at the affiliates program, which I think is only to the benefit of Pacifica Foundation and everybody else, and so I think we should start. But it does involve a higher level of activity and accountability, and this would be the time to, and I think we've also established within the last year that there are some problems with the way things are run now. There's a lack of continuity as the organization has different upper management. And there's just the problems that I think, as Dina, you once said, you know, the national office is not set up to handle relations with 200 clients. You know, my office, that's what we do. And so there's a need to, you know, make these systems stronger so that we actually can handle the kind of traffic that we're talking about doing. I think I would like to start talking about this. I have no problem going on record saying that. However, I do work for the executive director, and having this, we've had a conversation about this, her and myself. But, yes, I would like this to be, you know, officially on record between other parties, which would be between them. And I'm assuming that this is what the task force has indicated interest in working on. I mean, am I wrong about this?
No, you know, we're going to have to make these answers a little quicker. and our questions quicker if we can intend to get to any of the other, the last two very important. Actually, we're discussing some of them right now during this report, but we have two other items, major items.
Well, I understand, Teresa, but really, honestly, this is something now that we've been talking about for months, and it still doesn't seem to be clear, and I'm having trouble understanding why it's not clear yet.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
I mean, I'm trying to explain these things in a way that it seems clear, because I don't really understand the unclarity. It's a simple thing. I work for the executive director. If I'm going to move ahead with making plans, I would like to have it established on paper that that is, in fact, as an organization, what we're doing.
Okay, so Heather, did you get the answer to your question?
Yes, thank you. You can move on.
Okay.
thank you.
Pardon me?
This is Serene. Am I still on the stack? I'd ask to be on the stack.
You're on the stack next, but I do want to clarify something with Heather or ask the task force a question. Are we saying that we want to add any reference to a unit to our resolution that we sent to the chair?
I would say yes.
Okay. So maybe while Serene and Dina ask their next question, some people might want to give a thought to an extra sentence that we add to that resolution, then we could vote on it. Okay, maybe during when we talk about vision for building a unit, if that's a thought. Okay, we'll bring that up again. Go ahead, Serene.
I have to go now.
Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All right,
take care.
Is John Brinkley on the call? Question, is John Brinkley on the call?
No.
Okay. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, thanks very much. I was at that executive session, so I'm not familiar with the actual language of the resolution, but I think it's important and respectful for all parties involved that these things be put in writing, because we can't run a program that affects, you know, that expands our growth, expands our footprint, if you will, the way the affiliates program does, on an ad hoc basis. It should be in writing.
Okay. All right. Serene, maybe you can give some thought to adding one sentence to the resolution. Do you want me to send the resolution to you again?
I'm driving.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out. Go ahead, Dina.
So it seems to me that there's a compromise between the letter we sent originally to Summer, and I think that an update of that needs to happen to incorporate the many changes that she has made, so that she hears that we're acknowledging the work that she has done since we sent the letter. And I think all we have to put is A, the acknowledgement, and B, that we did send the resolution to her and we haven't heard a response. And so the remaining issues are hearsay through Ursula that we are instructed to move forward with planning how to become a unit. And could she please return in writing a response? That's all. So she gets acknowledged for the work she's done, and we are supporting Ursula in what becomes hearsay of next steps we're supposed to take.
Okay,
and we're asking for something in writing.
Okay.
I have to get off the phone, however, and so that's just my suggestion. I'm sorry, I wish I could, be
Dina,
more help.
Perhaps you've mentioned the word hearsay, but I don't know that you want us to put that in the resolution. The resolution that we said before was that the affiliate coordinator be authorized by the IED to consult with the task force as it develops a proposal for the management and oversight of the affiliate program. Can you suggest another line that we might add to that?
That we want to, we would like to acknowledge the updates of the of the coordination between the Pacifica office administration and the affiliate task force.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part of that is, if it's not hearsay, just make it into a positive. We are moving forward with plans to become a unit.
Well, we don't even have to do all that. After the word program, we can just say on the development of the affiliates program into a unit. We can
Great.
Just that to the end of the sentence.
Great.
And development of the affiliate
program into a unit.
Into a unit.
Hey, Chuck. So could you just read that back, because I really do have to go.
So we take the original motion,
right,
and then we say we want to acknowledge the update of coordination between the Pacifica Office Administration and the Affiliate Task Force, and I put, and development of the affiliate program into a unit, but we want her to approve that work.
We
right?
want her to respond in writing. Her response in writing will be the approval.
And
or,
respond
or
in
yes.
writing to a request.
Serene, please.
Okay, go ahead, Serene.
So I'm pretty sure that the full board will agree that a program of this size might very well be a unit in terms of the responsibility and the necessary focus on the needs of the station. But I'm wondering why we're, yes, we do need to have that exchange with the ED, but I'm wondering why we are not also bringing a motion before the board, or is the plan to discuss the details and then bring a motion before the board to approve the establishment of the unit, because I don't necessarily think that's an ED discussion, an ED decision.
Can I clarify this, Teresa?
Yeah, go ahead.
Serena, in a way procedurally, you're correct. What I'm asking for here, this is not actually the decision to make the unit. This is more about my job as an employee. Because I work for Summer, I would feel better about, you know, doing the work of building the unit with her, you know, because she's my supervisor, to acknowledge that this is work I should be doing with you. That's what I'm asking for here.
Oh, no, I totally agree with that. My comment
yeah.
was really, I guess, more addressed to the sentence that I think it was Dina was adding.
Okay.
I think the conversation, the exchange with the ED has to happen, and it should begin with something in writing that says, okay, this is what we're about, you know, about to embark upon, or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
We understand, rather, I don't want hearsay either. It has sort of pejorative texture to me. But, you know, we understand that you have been in touch with the affiliate coordinator and that some of this work has begun,
mm-hmm.
but we would appreciate a full written description or agreement or whatever the case is, something more along the lines of that. But if we're taking broader than that and actually discussing creating a unit, which we now make with eight others, right?
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
Enough for the staff. Okay,
I
and then I really have to go.
I'm sorry, yes, Dina. Did you want to say anything before you leave, Dina?
Can I finish my sentence, please?
Okay, but I think we just lost Dina.
No, I'm on.
Okay, Serene, just give her a minute before, because I think she has to leave. Did you want to say anything before you leave?
I'd like to finish my sentence, Teresa, so I don't have to take anybody back to where I stopped. I could have been done it. My point is that the establishment of a unit is a board decision, not an ED decision, so we need to not blur the lines there. Thanks.
Okay, but I think the board did approve
this. This is in response to Serene.
Go ahead.
The original letter was written when there was no coordination between the Pacific Administration and the Affiliate Task Force. A lot of things have been cleared up, and all that we're asking for, and this is in relation to the letter, is that we need to envision the Affiliate Task Force with the affiliates, need to envision what a unit would look like so that, yes, Serene, we can go to the board for a final motion, but until that time, Ursula needs permission in writing so that it's clear she has the support, that we all move forward with forming what we envision as a unit. It's a proactive way of moving forward rather than just the board telling us we're a unit with no structural entity that anybody has in mind. It just leaves too many doors open. This is a pre-step, but procedurally, yes, we would eventually have to go to the board for approval. That's all I meant by that.
Dina, before you go, can I not ask a question? Didn't we kind of take this through the board before?
To become a unit? No.
What was that? We about 4 or 5 years ago, we took something through the board.
Greg Gumma changed, in a way, the nature of the affiliates program, mm-hmm. and turned it into an outreach program instead. And I actually don't think it was the best solution. It was his solution, but it wasn't really a unit. It was just essentially a redefinition of my job as an outreach director instead of affiliates coordinator. With different job, it was like a different job description with a different title and a pay increase, but it was not officially a unit, so to speak.
And was that approved by the PNB?
It was, yes.
And then it just never happened.
It never happened.
Okay. All right. So,
sorry, I really have to run, folks.
Thank you so much.
Happy
Dina.
Holidays to everybody.
Thank you, Dina. Likewise.
Okay, so we are still in Ursula's report.
No, I'm done with my report.
You're finished with your report.
Yeah.
And the next item on the agenda, pardon me, is vision for building a unit. I would still like to think a little bit more, because we have, like, people have suggested wording for this, for adding to this resolution that I want to send to the ED again, but the problem is that I keep hearing, because nobody's putting it in writing, I'm trying to write it at the same time, and it's I'm getting some of the motivation into the motion. I think it should be just a lot simpler, maybe even adding just a phrase. So let's think about that a little bit as we discuss the issue of vision for building a unit. Okay, Ursula, did you want to lead off, or Heather, or
Heather? How do you? What do you?
No. Please go ahead. You go ahead.
All I can say is that I am very excited about moving forward with these projects that address financial need, and I think it's important for everybody in community radio, and I think it's important for Pacifica Foundation, and it certainly is important for the affiliates program at a time when the program is particularly vulnerable. We did lose a few affiliates because of the loss of FSRN, and I would like us to be back in a position of gaining affiliates, not losing them. And and we're the program that's equipped to do this, and I think we've established in the last, few months that continuity is one of our big problems here. So I do think that it's the safe and most beneficial thing for the foundation to do. And but it would require some substantial changes that, have to be done with transparency. And so I'm certainly prepared to work on that, and I'm eager to be able to get started, because I think it'll just benefit everybody. Hold on just one second.
Rick? Rick? Is Classical Sunday done? Both morning and afternoon? What? Okay.
This
Sorry.
Is radio.
Sorry.
It's
real
happening.
Real time crisis, radio crisis. Basically, I'm excited about starting that work. And honestly, I don't think it's any too soon. I think that we, need to get started.
All right.
Let me read this here, what I have. That the affiliate coordinator be authorized in writing. I'm just adding the words in writing. By the IED to consult with the task force as it develops a proposal for the management and oversight of the affiliate program and develop a vision for what the affiliate unit, what an affiliate unit would look like.
I'm not asking for the IED to consult with the affiliate's task force. I don't think she has time for that right now.
This is the original motion that the affiliate coordinator be authorized by the IED to consult with the task force as it develops a proposal for the management and oversight of the affiliate program, period.
Yeah, sorry.
So I'm adding, after be authorized, I'm saying in writing, and then I'm adding, and develop a vision for what an affiliate unit would look like.
Okay, yeah.
What does everyone think of that? Is there an objection to that? Hearing none.
I mean, I'm just curious, does anybody here have a question as to why we're at this point? This is really a time where I would be really happy to talk on that if anybody has a question about that.
Can I hear the sentence you're adding again, please?
I didn't add a sentence. I added the two words in writing, and then I added just a phrase, and develop a vision of what an affiliate unit would look like.
And we're asking the ED to consult with us on what a unit would look like?
No, I'm asking the ED for permission for us to consult with the affiliate coordinator to develop management and oversight of the program and a vision for what an affiliate unit would look like. Originally we were concerned because we had contracts and we did not know, the affiliate coordinator was not told which ones had paid, so we had like a financial accounting problem there for oversight and management of the money and the contracts. So we requested permission to have some work sessions to develop procedures and some sort of proposal for.
I understand from Ursula's report that at least some of that has begun, and that's fine. I don't understand why we need to ask permission as a task force before we explore what a unit would look like. One, because I don't think we need permission, per se, to do that. I think it's part of the job to make the affiliates program as robust as possible, and that's one way to do it. So I don't see that we need permission. I think the original motion that says, you know, this is what we need, and an addition that says, and we understand some of that has begun, thank you, please put it in writing, is fine. But I don't think we need permission to go further.
Can I speak to that, Teresa?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is like what we keep talking about again and again, so I would like to state it again clearly. You do not need permission. You are board members. You are volunteer board members of this organization. I need permission because I'm an employee of this organization. I do not work for you. I work for the executive director. And legally, it is not actually set up that board members... I answer to the board, the executive director. So what I am asking for is not for you to have permission. I'm asking for you to establish with the executive director that that's what I'm going to do. And
that's just a basic procedural chain of
command issue that I'm asking to be cleared up. Because really, quite frankly, what I see in Pacifica over and over again is that when we jump this step, that's where the confusion starts. People start working together without clear lines of communication interorganizationally, and then people are surprised by what each other do. So I'm just asking that we all get on the same page here and that it be clarified with the executive director that that's what you're going to be doing with me. This is about me as a staff person, not you as a board member.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Teresa, this is Heather.
Just a quick follow-up.
Can we let Heather go first, since she hasn't spoken? Go ahead.
Heather.
Thank you. My question will also be brief. Ursula, you said that Summer had already asked for us to work with you on the establishment of a unit and how it would look, right? Isn't that...
That's what she said to me in a conversation.
That's what she said. All right. So this is just putting it in writing, basically.
Exactly.
What we're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Thanks.
Go ahead, Serene.
So thanks.
Go ahead.
My follow-up to you, Ursula, is, and are you satisfied that the language that we're currently working on or, you know, revising whatever the case is, satisfies...
I think so. I haven't seen it in writing, but based on what Teresa read, it sounds like it. Yeah.
Okay.
I would just ask it be done with as much diplomacy as possible, because I think what we're trying to do here is set up good relations. But it sounds okay to me.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So the proposal reads again that the affiliate coordinator be authorized in writing by the IED to consult, or by the ED, I should say ED, to consult with the task force as it develops a proposal for the management and oversight of the program, affiliate program, and develop a vision of what an affiliate unit would look like.
Teresa, could you read that again? Because I got confused by the way you read it.
That the affiliate coordinator be authorized in writing by the IED to consult with the task force as it develops a proposal for the management and oversight of the affiliate program and develop a vision of what an affiliate unit would look like.
Yeah, I think that the part about develop the management and the oversight, I think that is implied by the unit, and if you put it in separately, we may get back to where we started, where she would feel that that's an infringement on her, you know, job description, so to speak, because what she expressed to me was that the actual ins and outs of, you know, implementing the management of the program, that she felt that was something she needed to work out with me as the executive director, and so I think to make that a breakout, I think it's a better thing to say is to take that out there and to build a vision for the unit, for development of the program as a unit, and then put the management oversight in there, you know, and how that would be managed or something. But I think if you separate it, she's going to feel once again that it's two different things. Do you know what I mean?
I can send it. Okay, so you're saying that you want us to say that the affiliate coordinator be authorized in writing by the IED to consult with the task force to develop a vision of what an affiliate would look like with the appropriate proposal for management and oversight of the program?
Of the unit.
Of the unit?
Yeah, I think that's more in line of what would be comfortable.
Serene, Heather, Chandra, what do you think of that?
I think it's okay.
I'm fine with it.
Okay, four. All right. Bear with me 1 minute here. Proposal for agent. Okay, that the affiliate coordinator be authorized in writing by the IED to consult with the task force as it develops. To consult with the task force as it develops a vision of what an affiliate unit would look like and appropriate management and oversight of the affiliate unit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, do we have any objections to that? All right. Passed without objection then. All right. Any other items to discuss on this item number 6 right now of building a unit? Or are you ready to go on for group underwriting proposal? I think we're ready. So, Ursula, do you want to talk about the group underwriting proposal in more detail?
Not a whole lot, but my first question is, do you guys want me to talk about it some more, or is what I said earlier enough for right now? I can go either way. I don't want to hold everybody on the call longer than necessary, but I'm happy to, you know, discuss details if you want to hear them.
All right, so this is Heather, Teresa, can I make a comment?
Go ahead, Heather. Go ahead.
Ursula, I think I would particularly like to see something in written form about this concept. I haven't seen what they do in Minnesota. I'd love to see that.
Okay.
So that, I think, would be helpful if we, again, having something written helps, as Serene was saying, to clarify things. If we had that, then we could make more informed responses, I think.
Yeah, and I know, and this is just kind of my kind of existential confusion working at Pacifica. I have prepared a slideshow, but because there's no formal, you know, agreement between Summer and the task force, it's not, I don't want Summer to feel that I'm strong-arming her by presenting it here instead of to her, you know what I mean? I'm constantly kind of confused about who I should be talking to first. And that's why I haven't sent you the written thing. And I, on one hand, I really do want to share it with you. On the other hand, I'm aware that I have a supervisor and I can't go around her, you know. So, and Summer's very busy. It's hard to, you know, get her to meetings. So it's a little bit of a catch-22, and that's why I'm asking for this letter where we can just say, okay, this is what we're doing. But I can verbally explain some of it if you would like here on the call. Chris and I did put together a slideshow, which is a really nice explanation, and I really do look forward to sending it to you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
This is just an aside, actually, on this, because I'd like to see the model they use with these radio stations in Minnesota, certainly for the affiliates, but I think for board members of Pacifica, I think this is something that we could explore also for the Pacifica stations. I know there's always this big dialogue about underwriting, but I think if there was a and we don't need to go into that discussion right now, please, but let's not do it. I'm just throwing this out. I think looking at this model is something that we should consider
in a broader concept in terms of the affiliate stations themselves, is what I'm saying. So that's
well.
That's
can
it.
I can I comment on that? I mean,
yeah,
I think it's simpler than it may seem on the onset. I mean, in my world, and I'm being very serious here, and I know it's a different way of looking at things than the Pacifica stations do, but in my world, the Pacifica stations are five more stations in a network of 200.
At heart, that's
what they are. And
that
so at any time, they could join the group underwriting project. They could.
Right.
The thing is, the project is not something that can come out of a radio station, because at heart, it is an organization that is a network organization. It's an administrative organization. It's designed to leverage a network. It's not designed to run a radio station. When the people in Minnesota started doing this, they created a new nonprofit organization to manage the project. It was funded by CPB, actually. So we don't have to do that, because we have we have Pacifica Foundation, we have an affiliates program, which in a sense is playing the same role as they created this organization called AMPERS. You can look it up online. It's AMPERS. We don't have to create AMPERS, because we have Pacifica Affiliates Program, and in a sense, by creating a unit out of the affiliate program, we've done the same thing as create a nonprofit that they did. And that's the kind of organization you need to manage a program like this. So when you talk about the Pacifica stations doing something like this, you really have to look at it as them becoming one of the participants. None of these stations of Pacifica are going to be able to set up a program like this. It's way too complex. But they certainly can become members, and in fact, it would greatly enhance the program to have the Pacifica stations part of it. But I really encourage that as we move forward with this, that we stop seeing the Pacifica stations as separate from the affiliates program, because they're really part of the network. You know, they're part of the deal. And if they would join the program, certainly would raise the value of the program, absolutely. And they would benefit from it. Does that make sense to you, Heather?
Yes, it absolutely does.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The concept of on group underwriting is that one of the foundational concepts of it is that the smaller stations in areas of less desirability, so to speak, in terms of markets, they benefit from being associated with stations in markets that are very desirable to underwriters. And that's part of the idea, is that the smaller stations benefit from the larger stations, branding and access to market. And so obviously if the Pacifica sister stations were part of this project, it would increase the value because we're in markets that would be considered desirable to most underwriters.
Teresa, can I just add something here?
Yes, go ahead.
Again, quickly, I'm making a brief comments. This is very much like the cooperative entity mindset that I work in every day. So I appreciate you making that last comment, Ursula. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. My computer is crashing. That's why I want to give you more detailed facts. But I think the piece of information that would be interesting to you right now would be the breakdown of income, because it kind of, in a way, exemplifies how this works kind of as a cooperative effort. And give me one second, and I'll explain that to you. Not all of the affiliates would automatically be part of this project. The station would have to sign up for the project, it would not be an automatic part of Pacifica affiliation. And probably what we would do is, in the first 6 months in this kind of trial program, we would make it free, and then after it had, in a sense, proven itself, then we would ask for an additional fee for being part of this project. There would be a joining fee. But initially, to motivate people to become part of the pilot project, we wouldn't ask a fee at the beginning. And so basically, you have a group, you have the stations that are part of the project, and then when the payment is made by the underwriter, you get a check from the underwriter. Let's say it's $30,000 for one campaign. Then essentially what you're doing is you're dividing that money up by percentage among in different ways. And the first 15% goes to all of the member stations, whether they aired an underwriter or not. So in other words, when you have a salesperson, and the salesperson talks to the underwriter and says, we have this list of stations that could potentially air an underwriting credit from you. Which markets do you want to be in? And they'll look at the list and they'll say, oh, I want to be in Denver, I want to be in Spokane, I want to be in Viroqua. They pick out the stations that they want to air the program in. And so based on that, the salesperson puts together an underwriting schedule. So only certain stations will actually be airing underwriting credits, but everybody in the program gets 15% of the income just because they're part of the program. It's a dividend. And then 25% of the money earned will be divided up among the stations that are actually airing the underwriting credits. And that is based on their population listening audiences. So they get a different, that's divided up between them, or we divide it up between them based on how many listeners they represent. So that accounts for 25% of the income. And then 41% of this goes to what's called administrative costs, which would be Pacifica. And that would be divided between the affiliates program and the national organization. And then 19% of the income would go to the salesperson as a commission. These are the percentages that were given to us by AMPRS that they said worked very well.
Teresa, may I make a statement and ask another question? I think this is awesome because I've often thought that we needed to get to some additional things that we can offer our affiliates as a service. For example, the car donation program, we need to have an update sometime soon as to how many people are signing up for it and whether we're helping the affiliates and are we promoting it.
Okay, I'll do that in the next meeting.
I think the Center for Car Donations wants to be of service to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win. Also, another thing is us helping affiliates during their pledge drives, for example. I mean, we already can help them with premiums, but having somebody like Brian DeShazer or you come on air and maybe help them with pitches or in any way we can help them with fundraising. These are great ideas for providing more services for those people that affiliate with us. I guess my question was, so you're saying that some stations are going to make money even though they're not paying into the program, is that correct?
It's not about them paying into the program. It's about the capital here is airtime. So if they're part of the project, they're offering their airtime as potential airtime. But if the underwriter does not choose to be on their airwaves, you know, so the underwriter says something like, you know, this programming is sponsored by, you know, Equal Exchange, whatever. You know, and obviously we're going to be very careful about what kind of underwriters we choose because it has to be mission compliant. So, okay, so we say Equal Exchange supports this community radio station. Now, Equal Exchange may decide I want to be on the airwaves in Denver, but I don't care about Viroqua. I don't want to be on that station. It's not of any use to me because they're paying by station. So they're going to pick the stations they think are cost effective for them.
Okay.
That doesn't mean the broker's not going to get any money out of the deal. They're going to get part of that 15% because they are essentially part of the roster and they're adding to the value of the program by offering their airwaves if somebody wants to take it.
Okay, now is each station going to be responsible for when they air it, or are these underwriting messages going to be attached to our satellite things, like if somebody plays the show, is it attached to that?
No, that's a different concept. That's something we could think about, but that's what we were thinking about with FSRN. But no, this is per station, not per show. This is the station will be responsible for airing the underwriting, not us. We will make the underwriting so that we'll assure that it'll be legally compliant. But we will not. They will be responsible for airing it, and they will have to send us reports. And in fact, AMPRS has given us some advice on how to manage that type of thing because, as you know, reports are hard to get from people, and so they actually attach payment to getting the reports.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Any other questions for Ursula?
I do have a comment about the first thing you said, Teresa. I mean, what you're saying is I wanted to kind of reiterate in a little bit different way because it's kind of at the heart of what we're doing here. I really strongly believe and understand that, you know, when the economy changes, when the world changes, the secret to survival and success in those conditions is to not keep trying to do the same thing, but to understand that a changing economy doesn't always mean disaster, it means changing needs. And I think the affiliates program is a perfect example of that principle because, you know, for better or for worse, we've addressed some of the programming issues with AudioPort. Obviously, the FSRN thing is a setback, but programming has been addressed in the last 10 years very effectively at Pacifica. But in this day and age, the need has shifted from programming to financial support. There's a huge, huge need out there in community radio for financial support that does not have any political strings attached to it. And this is a huge need. And our ability to respond to that, I think, will affect the future of the affiliates program just in the way AudioPort did 10 years ago. I mean, if we hadn't done AudioPort 10 years ago, we would not have an affiliates program today. And my feeling is we're dealing with the same situation now with the issue of addressing financial sustainability. And you're right, Teresa, it's not a one thing. That's the idea of the portal eventually, is that the secret also is to diversify. So you've got the underwriting program, you've got you know, the car donation thing. Yes, I do always help people with pitching on radio stations when they ask for it. And then we have, like, this guy in L.A., you know, who wants to do, like, an art premium thing. There's other varieties of things that can begin to be added, and the idea is to create some sort of center for this kind of financial sustainability for community radio. So, yes, it's you're addressing the bigger vision.
Okay, does anybody else have any questions? All right, hearing none, I do want to say I'm ready to send this resolution to the executive director. Should we also CC the PNB?
Teresa,
mm-hmm.
You want to send a resolution that was modified by just under a half a dozen of the task force members without having the whole task force review it?
I really don't think we need to have the whole task force renew it.
All right. It's just my suggestion.
Because I think that we had only lost from this meeting, only Sean Rhodes had left, and he seemed very sympathetic to it before he left, and Dina seemed to accept it. So I think it's okay. I think that anybody of the task force that wants to be on this meeting today, I think they would understand.
Okay, I wasn't actually talking about the people on the call today, but I mean, it's okay with me if you want to go ahead.
I have a question. Why would we send this right now to the full PNB?
Well, because this is not going through the PNB. The last resolution we sent directly to the IED. I'm just wondering if you think that the PNB would want to know what we're sending to the ED. Should I CC them? If I send this to Summer Reese, should I CC you, Heather, or should I CC the affiliate task force, or should I CC anyone?
I mean,
I'm not sure. What's your feeling?
My feeling is we're talking about still what's a pretty limited discussion between myself and the task force, and I'm not sure why you want to bring in a whole lot more people who have not been part of the process.
Uh-huh.
It's just, I mean, I understand you want to inform them, but I'm not sure at this point enough has happened that that's really required. And I don't know. It's still a relatively small discussion we're having.
So I'm sending this, shall I CC the affiliate task force, or shall I CC Heather and Ursula, for example?
The task force.
This is Heather. I think the task force as well. And I think that once we've come up with a more, or had a response from Summer or something, you know, we can inform the PNB then.
And do we want this to go to affiliatecommittee@yahoogroups.com or AFPAC@yahoogroups?
No, do not send it to AFPAC. That has nothing to do with the affiliates task force. It's affiliate committee.
Okay. All right.
And are we going to ensure that she responds this time, since she didn't respond last time?
Well, I said please respond, and I think that this should be on the agenda of our next meeting. We can't force her to do anything, and I know she's busy, but we'll just have to stay on top of it.
And this is Heather. I'm going to get on her about this as well. So okay. we'll all try. We'll all try.
All right. So this is leaving. This is being sent out now. The next item on the agenda.
Wait a second, Teresa. Should we say second request when we send it to her?
No, this is we've added to it, so it is first request.
Well, or modified or something like that.
I hate to say this, Chandra, but it's too late. I already sent it.
Oh. Too fast.
Okay. I think we have her attention and her cooperation, though, so I'm confident. So we'll just stay on top of it in a very diplomatic way. Okay, so let's talk about setting
the next meeting. Serene, with a point of information?
Yeah.
Well, actually, with a comment first and a point of information, I do think it should be as a follow-up on the next agenda. So if if you can make a note, who does the agendas?
I do. Well, I work with the chair on that.
Okay, great. So if you can just make a note so that we follow up, you know, at the next meeting, that would be great. And can I ask what else is on the agenda? I'm sorry, I'm not in front of a computer.
Before we adjourn, the last item is to set our next meeting.
Okay, thanks.
And I'm starting the template for our next meeting now, so I'm putting it on there. Okay? Does anyone have any suggestion about dates?
Well, are we setting up regular meetings again, or what are we doing here? Because I've gotten really confused about this.
Well, we had meetings. When we first set up our meeting, and I became secretary this year. I set up meetings for the whole year. When we decided, was it first Thursdays we decided on? So I had them set up for every first Thursday until December, and I had nothing scheduled for December. And we held all of our meetings until October because we canceled our meeting in November because many of the PNB members were in transit to our face-to-face meeting. So I'm thinking maybe we ought to set our meeting date for January, and hopefully by February we will have a better idea of when the PNB meetings are, and we can schedule around that.
Okay, sounds good to me. I mean, can we do that? It certainly would help me.
What about third Thursday in January? Is there a conflict? The PNB is meeting both the first and second Thursday already.
Are you let me go to kpftx.org.
Please.
This is Heather. I think Shireen's recommendation is a good one.
Hopefully it's free.
I'm getting a health care program. KPFTX.org. Sorry for the delay, everybody. I'm not on speakerphone. I'm holding the phone and trying to type and trying to see at the same time. So I'm sorry.
See how it looks.
X. Okay. Here we go. I'm looking at the monthly calendar. I'm looking in January. We have a meeting set up for the 9th and the 23rd. So the third Thursday is open at this time.
So we should grab that, because remember, we also voted Thursday night to meet on the 2nd.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
All right. Heather, you need to go on and... Oh, well, never mind. Okay, so I will schedule it for...
Sure.
Do you want to hold it at 8 o'clock Central? Is that all right? Or do you want it 8:30?
I thought we used Eastern as the base.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Eastern. 8 Eastern or 8:30 Eastern?
We've been meeting at 8:30 mostly. I think it works best for
actually,
people, particularly in the West Coast, it seems to me.
This committee has been meeting at 8.
We changed it at one point to 8:30.
We moved development. We didn't move this. It's up to you whether you
I thought we did. My apology if we didn't. I thought we did, actually.
I would prefer 8:30. But
Chandra, what did you say? Chandra?
I would prefer 8:30.
All right, we will go with 8:30, everybody. And I think we're ready for someone to propose that we adjourn.
Okay.
Can I just make a quick announcement?
Yes.
Just a quick announcement. I just want you all to know I have sent out some information to the task force, I think, and to the PNB, but we're now working on this radio station in Albany, Georgia, for Charles and Shirley Sherrod down there. So, and I'm wanting to personally thank Ursula for what she's done so far on this. It's so appreciated. So, anyway, we're needing to raise money and all this stuff, so I'm working on that as well. I just want you all to know. I'm looking forward to this being done. We have a short window of opportunity here, as it turns out, but we're working on it. So I'll continue to report to you all on this.
There'll be another
affiliate station.
I forgot to mention it. That's thanks for bringing that up.
Mm-hmm. So thanks, everyone.
Okay, one more thing. You know, we have some minutes from two executive sessions. Shall I schedule an executive session right after our open session just to approve those minutes? Actually, they're so simple, I almost think they could be approved in an open session. Is there any preference or concern about that?
I think if you're going to be dealing with executive session discussions, you know, things that were really supposed to be an executive session, then the minutes should be approved in public, in executive session, not necessarily because the minutes as they stand are problematic, but someone may have a clarifying question.
Mm-hmm.
That should not be asked in public.
Well, here is a possibility. We could meet at 8 o'clock Eastern in executive session, and then the open session at 8:30, and that way we could, before the stream started, we would already be online, and then we could just open the line up at 8:30. What about that possibility?
I think after is better for most people, because some people are late joining the call because of work or traffic or whatever else.
Well, the problem with that is if we schedule a meeting at 8:30 and we think it's going to be over at 9:30 and we schedule executive session, then that forces us to get off the open session almost at that time.
I don't think that's the problem. I don't think that's a problem. You can always extend the open session. You cannot start an executive session earlier than you said, but you can always start it later.
Any other comments from anyone else?
We don't follow Robert's rules in the task force, so we're not as bound by that, Serene, as the board is, the PND. So.
Do you mind?
That's not correct, actually. If you give a member a notice of a certain time, then that's the time you're bound by. But I'm saying by setting the executive session after the open session, if we set it, let's say, for 9:30, as though, you know, regular business would be over in an hour, or even for 10 o'clock, it's fine if we then need to push it back to 10:15. It's not fine if we try to move it up to 9:45.
All right, I think what I'm going to do then is I'm going to schedule it for 9:30. I don't know whether the meeting's only going to last an hour. This one, unfortunately, didn't only last an hour, but we had a wealth of information. So I'm going to schedule an executive session for 9:30, and hopefully we'll be on track, okay?
No, I object. We never have an affiliates task force meeting that only lasts an hour and a half. I suggest we do the executive session at the beginning, because it's not going to work effectively. I think it's more important that we have enough time to discuss whatever we need to at the task force than to have a time specific for the executive session that only allows us an hour and a half for the task force meeting.
Okay, then you didn't understand my statement. I just said it's not a problem if we have to push back the start of the executive session because we need to continue an open session.
Oh, okay. Got it.
All right, so let's just say I'm going to say that we're going to start our executive session at 9:30. That would mean that our meeting only lasts an hour. It will probably last more than that, but maybe we can agree at the beginning of the meeting that the executive session will immediately follow the open session. Is there any objection to that? All right, hearing none, does someone want to move that we adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
All right.
This is Heather.
Okay.
Thank you, Heather.
I want to just thank everybody so much for taking the time for this call today and wish you all happy holidays.
Thank you.
This is Heather. I want to thank you for your report, Ursa.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. All right.
Bye, all.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Take care.